This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:45, quarter till 8, Friday morning. That's when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, president of CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can safely access jeffersonfinancial.org online, you'll find right in the middle of the homepage, manage your money and plan for your future with our financial calculators. And if you click on that, you'll see some tabs, like maybe five different categories: mortgage calculators, loan and credit calculators, investment and retirement calculators, savings calculators, and household finance calculators. And as you click on each of those, you'll see a drop-down menu all in all as Mark Rosa joins us now. Mark, good morning. About, what, 90-something calculators, I think?
Good morning, Tom. Happy Friday to you. There's quite a few, and that was the idea. You know, we made that available to our members, but it's actually available to anybody that wants to look. It's free and open to the public, and it's, you know, a lot of people have used it, and I get feedback from it. They say, well, it helped me. At least I know what's going on. Whatever we're talking about, I'm speaking generically. But there's a bunch of things for loans and refinances and you know, combinations of loans and different types of loans, and so many things that some people just weren't aware of, and they're saying, and it dispers a question. So we could, you know, point them in a direction that, oh, well, you could do this and this and this, and you might save some money. And with all the talk this morning, I was listening, coming over the causeway, and, you know, with the tariff, all the uncertainty in the market is driving up some prices, and it's more inflation-related price increases. And, you know, for people that were just absolutely in their wits' end a year ago, well, that party isn't over. And prices still seem to be going up. But, you know, so it's like it's money on the table and it's your money. So I always like to say there's nobody more interested in your money but yourself. But if the debt is already incurred, if you go through some of these calculators, want to play with them, that'd be a good word to use. You know, you start saving a material amount of money. Tommy, I'm telling you, just anecdotally, I see people paying 11 and 12% on car loans where they need to pay half that. And it's lethargy. And I'm not picking on people as well. I'll get around to it. Well, in the meantime, you know, it's significant money. And when people say, oh, well, I want to, you know, try to save $10 a month or $50 a month or whatever, it's like you probably have $200 a month on the table just to refinance the car that you already have. And you're fine with the vehicle, but it's those types of things. So that's why we keep talking about the calculators, because I think that's nobody. You can't do the things in your head, that's for sure. You need some help with the arithmetic, and those things are made for that purpose. But
Let me jump in one real quick if I can, and this is more of a Monday topic, but for people that are freaking out about the market and about tariffs, and I'm not for President Trump. I'm for the president, whoever it is, succeeding, because if he succeeds, the country succeeds. I'm not campaigning for anybody, but to say that this is happening with tariffs, or that is happening, or the market this. There are fluctuations. It is a market. So I think for it is entirely too early to say anything yet about the result.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of anything, is it not just from an analytical standpoint?
Absolutely. Okay. Meantime, we had too many big things on the table at one time, so to have an accurate prediction is virtually impossible. And I think, you know, we're still under Fed watch. I keep calling it that because the Fed is so involved in the markets currently. What they're going to do in the next couple of months is anybody's guess. I don't think they know what they're going to do. They're saying it's data dependent. We got the jobs report coming out this morning. There was comments made the entire week about, well, if that's too big, then, you know, the Fed, they're going to hold back on some. At some point, if things are going in that direction, meaning the economy is growing and things are robust and the unemployment rate keeps going down, that the conversation will turn to they're going to increase rates, not decrease them. And if things go the other way, just want to remind all our listeners, when rates are going down, it means that the economy is weakening, and when rates are going up, the economy is in the process of strengthening. So where are we right now? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. So these tariffs and things, talk about shaking up the market. We were just doing our segment on Monday, and today, Friday, the markets aren't open yet. So basically you had 4 days of activity, and the Dow is down 1,400 points. So out comes an article on MarketWatch this morning, some lady saying, I'm down 20% this week. It's like, wait a minute, for a 3% change in the Dow, you're down 20%. So you need to look at what you're investing in. There was no particulars in that article, but that went to show what we've talked about a lot of times on the Monday segment. It's know what you own, and we all get complacent about certain things. Oh, I've been working at, you know, ABC grocery store for 25 years. I take advantage of their 401k. Fantastic. Now, what's in it? And that's where the conversation usually falls apart. I say, well, you know, and it, okay, understand. And if you're having trouble with that answer, that would be the time to say, okay, maybe I need to look at that. Because saying again, nobody cares more about your money than you. And if it's in those retirement type plans, that's a very good move for a person to do that, because you get some of the company kicks in money as you're going along, and of course you get the tax effects, and that's the whole point of them. But at the end, if we're not knowing what's in there, that seems like, you know, that it's kind of a, that's not the way to do that. So we need to understand what our market is exposed to. So again, with the article out this morning, I'm thinking they must be in very volatile type companies. You know, if their financials are fragile, it's going to make that stock very volatile to market moves. So you've got, again, the Dow moving 3% and you're down 20%, and now they're complaining. Well, what do I do now? You could sell last Friday and you'd be fine. Oh, wait, you can't do that. You can't go back and sell. So now you're wishing the stock back up to a level, and you know, we'll go through all of that emotion that surrounds those types.
And again, if you sell now, you're selling low and buying high, which is the Bass Ackwards thing of what you want to do.
Absolutely. And Tom, it goes back to, you know, I've got people that work with me, and okay, so they're in their mid-20s, and we'll have conversations similar to this. You know, it's like yours is a whole different kettle of fish. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you need to know what you're investing in and understand a little bit about that. You don't have to be an expert, but we could know intuitively what things are if you're asking some questions. And anybody that's participating in a 401k plan, the company has to have access to the people that manage that money and the funds that you're putting money in. And it's very, very, one more time, very seldom in my 41 years in banking and working around people in a financial institution that have very little knowledge of those things. So I can only imagine that people working in non-financial firms, they just don't for the majority of it. I would think that. But you have to have access to those people, and you got to be able to speak to them. It's not company people. That went out with Enron, that the company people can't be advising you what to invest in. It's you call the investment managers directly, and they have to be available to you, and they have to answer your questions, and they have to walk you through choices. And it's all available, all free. It's all part of the 401k, and so few people take advantage of that. And I know in some case you'd send a little departure from what we're doing this morning, but in some case you got reps coming to your business, standing in front of people and saying, how can I help? And it's just we need to avail ourselves of that. Because, Tommy, technically, if you know, over the decades, and given the market moves over the decades, it's like you could have people say, well, my house is my biggest asset. Maybe not. You could go way further than that in your 401k accumulation. And it's like, well, you know, my house is worth $400,000. Well, you might have twice that in your 401k, and we don't know anything about what's going on there. Well, I was diligent. I've been working for the company. I tried to max everything out. They put some money in. Market's done well over time. And now I've got quite a portfolio with so little knowledge of it. So as we're approaching, then the danger is, like that article I just referenced, the danger is we're approaching retirement and you're going to depend on that money to take a 20% hit. You know, that would be out of 800, what's that, $160,000. Using that example, that person would be down. And you and I were talking about it through the credit crisis, that so many people had nice portfolios to only see them just crushed when they were so close to retirement. It's like, oh, I can't retire now. You imagine having that thought, you know, kind of rattling around in your head. Wait a minute, I can't retire now, and I was expecting to do so in fill in a blank, 3 years, 5 years, and I can't. So rates right now, go ahead.
Well, I kind of derailed the conversation. I didn't mean to, but we can pick it up Monday when we come back, because the two are interrelated, really. When you look at the week ahead on Wall Street and managing your money, they're both kind of related. The calculators are there. Look at them over the weekend. On Monday, rather, we'll kind of morph that a little bit into more of refinancing and mortgages and so forth. I just wanted to address the tariffs thing because I think people are freaking out, and it's like, you know, and again, for those that say I bash this or bash that, I'm not bashing anything. I'm just saying it's too early to tell on either side what's going to happen or how this is going to play out. But in the meanwhile, you don't want to sell low and buy high. That's not the way it works.
Correct. And just this morning, we were saying that on Monday that the mortgage rates dropped over the past 6 weeks. Well, this week they dropped again because of all the things we're talking about this morning. So we could pick that up on Monday and continue because the rates on big ticket items, there's savings to be had there, Tom.
Let's do that. You go have a good weekend. Yes, we'll talk to you on Monday. When we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Marnie, valuable information as always from Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find those calculators, 756, quickly to traffic on WWL.